listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. When Gavin Newsom said in last night's gubernatorial debate that as mayor of San Francisco, he had reduced the street population by 40%, were you hoping for some fact-checking? Chris Nichols and the PolitiFact California team were following the event. Chris is joining me with some of the claims the team has been able to check out so far. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Beth.
Glad to have you here. Nice work. I saw you on KCRA last night. Appreciate seeing colleagues all over the media landscape.
It was a very, very busy night, that's for sure.
Well, let's start right there with the comment by Gavin Newsom. In fact, I think we can hear it. Here goes.
We have 134,000 people out in the streets and sidewalks in San Francisco. We were successful in reducing our street population 40%. We got 12,000 people off the street.
Reducing it 40% got 12,000 people off the street. What about that comment?
Well, just to start off, I'll say that what we've done so far is just kind of give some early impressions. You know, at PolitiFact, we do place our formal ratings on these claims. We're not at that point yet. And we do take those ratings pretty seriously. If we're going to rate something true or false or pants on fire, we want to really have done our homework. So right now we're in the early part of researching this, but this one does seem pretty questionable. We looked at some reports, some news articles that the San Francisco Chronicle, of course, has extensively reported on homelessness in the city. And it really seems questionable that the homeless population was reduced that much. Newsom could be just talking about one subset, the people, the unsheltered population, the people that live on the street. And he has gotten credit. We certainly, there's plenty of evidence out there giving Newsom credit for his work on homelessness. And even this number, 12,000, I have seen that he's been credited with helping take that number off the streets. I think the other question, though, is how many more people were added to the streets at the same time as people were coming off and maybe finding housing or shelter? Mm-hmm. So did the overall problem get reduced or not? That, I think, is up in the air.
All right, let's move to another one. This is an exchange between John Diaz of the San Francisco Chronicle and, again, Gavin Newsom talking about high-speed rail.
Mr. Newsom, in 2008, you were an early supporter of high-speed rail. 6 years later, you dialed back that support. 2 years ago, you pivoted yet again and said you would try to find new funding for it. Can you tell Californians where you stand tonight?
Well, I support high-speed rail. I support the original vision, but I was very open about my critique of the business plan at the time. And in so many respects, I've been validated. That business plan has radically changed.
Ben and I referred to this earlier today in the show. What part of that seemed perfect for a fact check, actually?
Well, this is actually something that we fact checked already a few months back. There was a statement by Antonio Villaraigosa. He brought this up and he essentially said that Newsom had flip-flopped in his support on high-speed rail. And so we took a deep look at that. We did certainly find evidence that Newsom was a strong supporter of the project early on. There's plenty of statements out there about that. And then we found a radio interview back in 2014 where it appeared that Newsom was essentially opposing the project. He was talking about the costs and the concerns that I think a lot of people in California, even if they voted for the project, have about high-speed rail, given that it's not meeting deadlines, it's going over budget. So that seemed to put him in the camp of opposing it. And then more recently, he's made statements just like he did there last night, saying he does support it just with these concerns. So I think what the evidence shows is that he's gone a little bit back and forth, but the consistent part is sort of a skepticism he's had about costs.
You know, we've talked about a lot of issues. I'm going to ask you a couple other fact checks. But if I don't note that a lot of time last night was spent on the discussion of education, you might think that a lot of it was policy that was away from children or families in the state. And in fact, in a couple different questions, each candidate addressed priority and idea to how to deal with education in the state and an acknowledgement that funding was low or the situation had been neglected. We're not going to be specific about that right here, but I do want to note for people that didn't hear the debate that that will come up in some of the coverage as an important issue. That said, what are some of the other fact checks that you were able to do? And I know you're working on more.
Well, I think one that, really caught a lot of people's attention, maybe caused some head scratching, was Republican John Cox's statement towards the end of the debate about a poll showing him as the leader in the race, the front runner now. There is a poll. His campaign put out a press release about this. I believe it was sponsored by the One America News Network. It's the only poll that shows that kind of a result. Many, many others, of course, place Gavin Newsom in the lead. I will say, though, that the other polls show Cox has moved into second place. So he certainly has a good amount of the voters or potential voters supporting him. But that was that one kind of raised some flags for us. We will probably look into that a bit deeper. You talked a little bit earlier in the show about John Chung's claim that a 2-year-old undocumented child was handed over to immigration authorities under Gavin Newsom's leadership in San Francisco. That caught our attention. Villaraigosa mentioned at one point that he had settled many worker strikes when he was mayor of Los Angeles. These are all things we'll look into. I think our main focus, though, will be Gavin Newsom, given that given his position in the race and his claim about homelessness, since that is such a important issue currently in California and such a signature issue when he was mayor of San Francisco. So we want to dig into that.
So I imagine you'll be posting more this afternoon. When a debate is at night and finishes in the evening, it's not always possible to reach by phone some of the people that you need to talk to. So more this afternoon.
And what we'll also do is when we put these formal ratings, we'll have our editors here at Capital Public Radio sit down, look at what we produce, debate it, pick it apart, and then place a formal rating on it probably this afternoon.
All right, Chris, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That is Chris Nichols, the PolitiFact California reporter based here at Cap Radio. This is Insight on Capital Public Radio.